70 years ago, sandhill cranes had nearly disappeared from Wisconsin, but now they've recovered to the point where some farmers view the still growing number of sandhills as seed-eating pests. For a number of years, farmers used a chemical called lindane to deter the birds. But lindane, which is also used to control head lice, is now banned from some farm fields. For this year at least, the Environmental Protection Agency has approved the spraying of another chemical, anthraquinone, on corn seeds in Wisconsin. Jeb Barzin of the Baraboo-based International Crane Foundation backs the change.
Anthraquinone is a product that's found naturally in plants, and you know the evidence is that it's easily biodegradable. It keeps the corn from being damaged by cranes, presumably because the birds can detect it very readily, and they'll leave it alone.
Barzin says the cranes will move on to seeds left from the previous year and other foods in the same field. He says a gallon of anthraquinone, marketed under the trade name Avitec, can cost 10 times more than lindane used to. But he says the new chemical would still be a relatively small portion of the price of planting a field. As to cheap, non-chemical ways of keeping away sandhill cranes, Barzin says they don't work.
The good news is that these birds are smart, and the bad news is that these birds are smart. The birds very, very quickly learn that a propane cannon is something that simply goes bang and is not a threat to them.
Anthraquinone has also been approved this year for Minnesota and Michigan in areas where cranes have traditionally eaten corn seeds shortly after planting. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.